Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to our theme songless podcast.
Oh my God, my theme is back.
It's
my
back. The Tonight Show theme for the Big Brother podcast.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I think it fits.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it? It's like the Tonight Show, but it's not really.
No,
it's the Today, but Tonight. It could be any time you're listening.
This is true. This is true.
Pretty nice.
We are welcoming you back to the Big Brother podcast. This is kind of like weekish four going into five. I think this is the fourth week of house guests being evicted, if I'm correct, right? There's been... Who was first to go? Joey, Pow Pow, Devin, and we'll save the fourth for last. So
that's right.
Let's jump right into this. We, in case you're new to listening with us, we cover week by week. So we'll cover the Battle of the Block, the Power of Veto, and then the Live Eviction.
Wish we had enough time to do this every day, but we don't.
We don't. We are working moms and wives, and we have real lives beyond reality TV. Kind of, sort of.
Not good ones, though. No. Not good ones.
No.
Oh, I don't know. They're pretty
good. I wish we could do this every day, too. Maybe,
know.
You know. And
a radio show. A big... Oh, my God. We need, like, a radio show on Sirius or something.
Yes, we do. A paid gig.
Anthony guy just got fired. The Anthony guy, right?
Who?
Opie and Anthony, one of
them. Oh, yeah.
Maybe they need a replacement. They can just take us both.
Let's check the help wanted ad section.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. I like it. Help wanted.
Yes.
So, I think we can fill that out very nicely.
One day, maybe, you know,
this shit would be awesome.
It would be very awesome. Uh-huh. We'd have a theme song. We'd have good quality. We'd have quality audio. For the most part, we're working on the audio. We're working on this thing all the time. So, give us time. It'll be professionally done. We'll have ads. We'll have sponsors. We'll be paid.
That's right.
I'm putting all this on my vision board.
2020.
Yes. just stand by for four more years. Oh, God. Well, let's jump into this wonderful week four-ish podcast. And we're going to start off with... Sunday's episode, this would be episode 12, the Battle of the Block.
Yeah, okay, so this was like the egg pass, chicken wire egg pass.
Right. Yes.
So they were passing I liked the way they colored the chicken eggs. They were like gold and silver.
Right.
And they were passing them to each other through the outside of chicken wire.
Right.
A little bit boring.
We've seen this one before every season. They just call it something different, but basically they're passing the egg through the wire fence, which is really tight, and they have to pass it to a partner, and of course eggs are really delicate. They aren't hard boiled. These are like raw eggs. And
kablam.
I said kablam. Yeah, lots and lots of broken eggs in order to try to get one through and to the placeholders. So this goes on and on.
That's right.
Very slowly. So we'll just tell you that.
I mean, this started the Thursday prior with the eviction. So this is right. One of those continuation HOHs.
Correct.
Find out until Sunday.
Yeah. So luckily we didn't have to sit through the whole thing. You know, we pick up on Sunday's episode and we find out the winners of this passing of the egg. I don't know what the real name of the competition was, but that's not important here. The important thing is that we have two winners and we didn't have to sit and watch them for 12 hours complete this competition. So we find out who are the winners.
I'm still thinking about Zac Efron.
Cody.
I'm on a Zac Efron trip.
I know, because of the whole man crush conversation that we'll get into. But we find out that Cody and Frankie are the co-winners slash co-heads of household because they won the competition. Just one quick note that these teams were chosen randomly. Like Cody and Frankie didn't pick one another. They were randomly chosen before and told to get together and paired off. So at the end of this whole thing, the two that won were again Cody and Frankie.
So what we find out is that Cody is in love with Zac Efron.
Yes. Yes,
he thinks Zac Efron is the most amazing guy ever. In fact, I believe this might be the first time I've ever actually heard another man call Zac Efron a baller.
Yeah, he said a lot of things about Zac Efron that, the cute little young man, I should say. He's not little. I say little because I think of him as a little boy because I'm old. But he's a very handsome young man. But yeah, I've never thought of him as a baller. He said,
I couldn't get over it. I thought that was hilarious. I never really thought Zac Efron had any fans.
No, Zac Efron has lots of fans.
Maybe like little girls that were watching High School Musical.
Well, and apparently too.
I knew what it was. I mean, I've never actually seen a High School Musical,
but you know
I've advertised.
That's what he's.
Zac Efron was in it.
Exactly. That's where he.
I'm awesome.
Apparently, he's also awesome to Demi Moore because I think they had a little fling there. Yeah, look it up.
Stop the madness.
Yes, complete madness.
She's like, what's up with her and like 15-year-olds? Like, that's really not hot.
No, it's not hot.
I'm sorry. That's not hot, Demi. Move along. Bruce Willis was such a great cat. What happened to them?
I don't know. Well, she's taken up with a series of way younger men, and I believe she's with another one now. So that's her thing.
Maybe that's trying to keep up with, what's his name, Ashton. You know, because, right, he's moved on.
He's moved on, yeah.
That's hard to watch, I guess, if you're still digging on him, digging on you, digging on me.
Oh, God.
There's a flashback.
There's a TLC song about to break out here.
Oh, yay!
Okay, let's move on before this thing just completely goes off the rails, because we could sit here and talk gossip in between every episode of this podcast, but we won't.
Something else Rennie and I bonded over was Hollywood gossip. We love it.
Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of it. When the work day is slow.
Oh, as it tends to be sometimes, we would definitely get our Hollywood gossip on. So yeah, the man crush conversation is pretty
too much for me.
It was pretty hilarious. If you have a moment, or if, you know, sometimes I guess people listen to a podcast so they don't have to watch, but if you do want to watch, I promise you the man crush conversation will not disappoint. It's like, first of all, it's a man crush. Secondly, the people that they've chosen as these crushes. I think Hayden mentioned Leonardo DiCaprio as his. It's a pretty great conversation. I would suggest listening to it and laughing a lot.
Yeah.
So also we find out, okay, obviously the bomb squad is completely not non-existent anymore. Devin pretty much blew that up out of the water, but it's
pardon the pun.
I know. Pardon moi. The bomb squad is still sort of together, but not really. Let's see. I like the term that everybody, actually I hate this term, but I'm going to use it, that people have been throwing around a lot lately. The bomb squad is now reimagined.
You don't like that term, reimagined?
I don't. People are
using it. It's a marketing term.
It is a marketing term, but everybody's using it to death.
It's a bullshit marketing term.
It is
coming from some marketers.
It's complete bullshit, so. Reimagined, renamed bomb squad, the detonators.
Oh.
Sticking with the whole bombing theme, I guess.
Derek, I don't really understand why that was a good theme to begin with, but okay.
It wasn't. So, who was on this newly formed old bomb squad team?
It's the old bomb squad.
It's the old bomb squad.
And plus, I believe, Christine.
Christine, back in.
And Amber.
Zach.
Or is Amber out?
Amber's out. There's Zach, Cody, Frankie, Derek, and Christine.
Who's Amber with these days? I have trouble understanding what's going on with Amber.
Well, apparently Amber's doing her own thing. She may think that she's still a part of this bomb squad de facto. but no, she's all Alas, over. She's no, all over. She's all over Cody. And
she is.
I'll talk a little bit more about where she is at the end of this episode. But she's not in with the new detonators. So let's quickly talk about the Team America task this week. Which is where
to get a physical threat put it on the block.
Correct. So that's the Team America task this week.
But it kind of screws over Frankie. Because he's pretty much made deals every which way. And correct. Basically with everyone.
With everybody and everyone.
Anybody.
And including people who are considered to be a physical threat. So it kind of puts him in a bind here. I think his thinking is Miss Amber, who they seem to think is some kind of physical threat, which I don't see it. Maybe she is. Maybe it's, you know, yet to be seen from her, but
I completely concur. And then we have Brittany, who stupidly,
yes,
God, Brittany
this is
just
awesome.
Can't suffers from diarrhea of the mouth.
Right.
If she just was quiet for mm-hmm. 5 minutes, she probably wouldn't have put herself in this situation. Mm-hmm. But she tells Frankie,
yes,
by the way, you don't tell anybody in the house anything that you don't want other people to know.
Right.
Hello. So that's why you use people to plant seeds you need them to plant, as opposed to using them to keep your secrets. Keep your secrets to yourself.
Right.
So she tells Frankie, right, that she, like, Cody.
This is so
all
funny.
All the chicks dig Cody.
Right.
But she doesn't.
Right.
Which, ironically, if I remember correctly, at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm.
she was the first girl that Cody was like, heck yeah.
Yes. Right. I remember. Yeah. He, like, was like, her body is sick.
She could have played that angle. Silly, silly girl.
She really could have. Well, she goes on to mention eventually in this episode that she's been shoving her tits all in his face and she's getting nothing.
Oh. Oh.
I guess he's moved on to Amber Love.
Yes. Well, I mean, look, he doesn't need to be rejected, so hey, whatever.
Right. So, yeah, she
continues. No have-nots this week.
No have-nots this week. Everybody gets to eat. Everybody gets to lay in a warm bed. Where do we get to? Oh, yeah, so we get to talk about Bedgate in this episode. Since everybody gets to be in a bed, the house, you know, the house gets rearranged a little bit, some sort of way, because people who have been in the have-not, whatever room, that little ice box or whatever, have to find a place to sleep. And it's so funny. Nobody wants to sleep with Victoria.
She, who I'm relatively certain is so bitter because she knows Brittany's better looking.
Right. Yeah, she knows it.
She does.
But she acts like she's still the hottest thing right. running that house. But before we talk more about house Bedgate, you were talking about what Brittany ran her mouth to Frankie about. Besides, like, yeah, she said that, but then what does Frankie do?
Of course, he runs right over and tells Cody, hey, you know, and of course pisses Cody off. Because Cody, I believe, had eyes for her.
Right.
And demonstrated that at the beginning. And of course, like, no guy with an ego wants to hear a chick that you're, or could potentially be into, immediately, mm-hmm. like, sloughs you off, like, dead right. skin on her feet.
Yes.
Like, from the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, any angle she possibly could have had using shoving her tits in his face is kinda out the window.
Of course.
For now. I don't know. So, anyway. Back to Bedgate.
Bedgate. You were saying?
Nobody wants to bunk with Victoria because she's high maintenance.
Would you?
Nope.
Right. I don't even want to be in the same room with Victoria.
Right.
Because she looks like she smells something awful every day.
Yes.
Does something in here smell?
Something. That's
the thing she gets on every day, all day. It's a little stinky in here. Does something just smell? Did you fart?
Whines and complains about everything.
Awful girl.
The bed has to be turned a certain way. The air quality has to be a certain level. Can't be too hot. Can't be too cold. And what is that smell?
she's ridiculous.
Yeah, so it turns into a thing, and I don't know why it was important to show this particular argument, because if you read some of the transcripts from the live feeds, there are way more interesting things that they could have shown in this scene. So I don't even know who ended up sharing a room or bed with her. I can't even remember. It's not important.
You know what it comes down to is, I hate Victoria and I want her out.
I do too.
She's on my list.
But I think she'll last a little longer only because she adds numbers. You know, they're playing this numbers game where everybody does the same thing. So you could easily make her do what you want her to do. So we shall see. Let's get down to the nominations.
So what we have, Cody nominated Victoria, who smells something awful.
Right.
And Brittany, I'm sorry, I used to have a crush on you, but I no longer do because you sloughed me off.
Right.
And Frankie nominated Amber and Jocasta. Oh, God, why are you going to make the bitch cry again? I cannot take it. Stop making her cry.
He made her cry.
Again.
Yeah.
I can't take it. Seriously, I just can't. Yeah.
Amber's pretty, you know, pissed off, too. And she goes and runs and tells Christine, you know, I'm sick of the guys running things. And which is true. The guys are totally running the girls out of the house one by one.
Yeah.
Amber is sick of the guys running things, and she's, you know, suggesting an alliance with Christine, who, of course, is going to say yes. She hasn't said no to anything, whether she honors that alliance or not.
Christine's playing smart. She has no problem with anybody outright.
No.
She's like, I'm in everyone's alliance.
Right.
And I don't think she's in anyone's alliance, like, literally, except for maybe the one with Nicole.
Right. That's the only real true alliance, right?
Yeah, I think that's the only one that's...
The one that she actually had a hand in forming.
Kind of comical, actually.
So that's it. We have... That's the end
of... We had the Battle of the Block.
That was that.
It's just a chess game.
Yes.
Which sucks if you don't play chess. And they have to move around the board like a knight, which is an L shape. Are you a chess player, Rennie?
I'm not a chess player, but I understood that game. It was, I mean, that particular form of chess that they played for this competition, I understood that.
Yeah, okay. So I also am not a chess player. I am a checkers player.
Yeah, I could play checkers all day. Yeah.
So, okay. So, basically, it wasn't necessary to know how to play chess. I don't think either one of them did.
No, none of them.
But either group, I mean.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
Okay, so they need to be able to count. And unfortunately,
that's where the therein lies the rub.
Yes. Very well put.
You have to be able to count.
Victoria, you counted yourself right into a corner.
Yes! Oh my God, did you see Brittany's face and body language and just her eyes rolling and just like...
She probably just wants to punch her in the face.
She was screaming at her, like, dude, count three, go two. It was pretty funny.
Right. So that pretty much is where we leave it. Amber wins.
Right.
Taking herself and Jocasta off the block. And also... Because of that, Frankie's done. So no blood on his hands, Frankie, because I believe he also sold that situation to Amber by telling her that, hey, you know, no big deal.
Right.
You're the strongest woman, that's why I'm doing it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Right.
All right, so that was the end of the episode. We're on to episode 13, which was Wednesday's episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Brittany and Victoria are on the block. Cody is, we know, is our lone HOH.
Well, what's going on with Jocasta at this point, by the way? In the wind? Did you see it? The crying?
The crying.
What was going on there?
Thanking God.
I don't know. It was like, it was all sorts of, they were speaking in tongues. I don't even know what was going on.
Yeah, she was a little happy there.
I made the soup.
Yes. Oh my God, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch the re-airing of the soup on tomorrow morning. I gotta watch. Yeah, she's a little heavy-handed with her Christianity, which has been noted by so many people all over the internet and all over social media. I think everybody's kind of sick of Pastor Jocasta and her bow tie.
Yes.
Who, by the way, she should always wear makeup because she looks sick and ill without it.
She's always sick, though. There's something wrong with her. I'm not sure if it's Munchausen, if it's...
Like, I don't know what the hell it is.
You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Munchausen, but I believe, if I remember correctly from my psych classes, I believe you make yourself sick.
Yes.
For attention.
Oh, my God.
And then there's Munchausen by proxy, which you make yourself sick, or you make your child sick for attention.
Oh, that's... That is sick.
But I think she makes herself sick for attention. I don't know. That just seems really odd. Like, she's always dying of something.
She's, like, super... I know, like, this particular time when she got sick this week was food poison because her and Derek were sick. But the first time, now that it's happened twice, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's bizarre.
Yeah, very.
Very bizarre. So, back to the POV episode. What do we know, Aunt? I love your, what do we know?
What do we know? So, we know that on the block, we have Brittany and Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally pissed. And Victoria is... What is Victoria? Victoria's never pissed. Victoria is just never there, like, mentally, spiritually. She's there physically, but I don't know what's wrong with her yet. I haven't figured it out.
I can tell you what. Victoria is pissed because Brittany's pissed that she could go home before Victoria. Like, it's totally insulting, but it's completely true. Like, everybody's like, I can't believe Victoria's going to outlast me, is basically Brittany's... It's basically what Brittany's pissed over. Like, I can't believe, you know, I'm up, you know, I'm on a block with this girl and I could possibly go home before her. I'm way more of a competitor. I want to be here. She made some comment about I'm not here just to play dress up doll like Victoria.
Yeah, I don't, you know, and I understand that, but I think Victoria only starts getting pissed when she starts hearing that Brittany is going around saying this. Brittany is really angry.
Yes.
Really angry. And she is kind of taken to going to Caleb, which, by the way, Caleb's got his old mess of problems at this point. We're seeing a lot of flirting between Amber and Cody.
Oh, serious flirting.
And so Caleb, at this juncture, has now, like, I think mentally he's off. I personally would be worried about him going bananas in the house on Cody.
Good
Every
God.
Time they're touching, anything's around, like, you can see Caleb getting angrier and angrier and angrier.
By the second. Which at this point I have to point out to those of you who are on Twitter and need a good laugh. Although it hasn't been an active account, there's a Twitter account called Caleb's Delusions. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, I have to check that out.
Yeah, you have to check that out. It's basically Caleb's delusion.
You don't say. It's exactly what it says it is.
But yeah, there's some serious Amber Cody flirting going on, and as you just mentioned, Cody's just like, "What? Really? What more do I have to do for this girl to show her that I'm the one?" And to that I say, just stop it, Caleb. She doesn't...
She's just not that into you.
She is just not
not that into you, man. Move along.
Move along.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Find you another lover.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Very sad. I just saw that movie on, like, USA or something the other day, and I was thinking, gosh, you know, this is a very interesting concept. Because, really, I think that's what's going on here. It doesn't really matter what you do. She's just not that into you, buddy.
And she's trying to be as nice as possible, and I don't
She is. Think she's trying to, like, not make an enemy and kind of let him down gently. Because, I mean, I don't think the guy is a mean guy.
No,
he's
no.
a very nice guy.
No. Yes. Yes.
God knows he wants her to be his queen, but, you know, sometimes a girl just doesn't want to be a queen, buddy.
No. Dude, it's not going to happen for you. I just don't know how else to say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Snap out of it!
Snap out. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so a little moonstruck. All right.
All right. Well, okay, so.
Power veto competition.
Power veto competition.
So, what do we know? We know the players are Cody, Victoria, Brittany, Zach, Nicole, and Brittany's house guest choice, Caleb.
Caleb, yes.
Brittany tells Caleb she picked him because he looks yummy in his denim button shirt.
There was nothing yummy about that shirt.
No.
But, you know.
But okay.
I thought Brittany.
It was a nice try. It's a little too late there, Miss Brittany.
Yeah. Too late.
We know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Sorry.
Oh, God. This podcast is going to be full of me just breaking out in laughter.
I'm serious, though. This is so ridiculous. For a second, I thought, why is she doing that? But
it was too little, too late.
It is. I think she's just doing it because she's like, knows she has to come on to someone.
Yeah, I was like, you should have shoved those tits in Caleb's face.
That's right.
Days ago, weeks ago, even.
Not that we'd be advocating using your sexuality in this game.
No, not.
use whatever weapons you got. If you got some boobies, go ahead.
Do it.
You're taking home half a mil.
Yeah.
Of summer's work.
I'm totally advocating using.
I'm showing your boobies. I mean, did I say that loud? I hope my mother never listens to this. She's got like a new little tablet thing that we got her.
Oh God.
Kindle Fire, and she's been following me rapidly, trying to like see what I'm up to.
Oh jeez. She's going to find this one day. Maybe she won't because we're not using our real our full names. We're using our real names. That's not a big deal.
She's not that astute of a searcher yet, but I could just see her like falling across some of this and saying, "Oh my goodness,
I know.
You're making me so ashamed." Alrighty. So
more ashamed.
The power veto is called the Big Brother Cup, which I guess is like a World Cup wannabe kind of thing.
Yeah,
so Frankie's in charge of the game. He's looking strange in his rough shirt, but okay.
Strange? Oh, come on. Let's really get into the meat and potatoes of this episode and talk.
They're dressed like soccer players.
Yes, but what is Frankie is
dressed like a ref.
He's dressed as a referee, if a referee were working down at the Nasty the Kitty.
As a go-go dancer.
As a go-go dancer. You thought I was going to let you glaze over Frankie's outfit? Come on.
So what they need to do is they need to launch their little soccer balls with this into nets using this weird thing, this weird contraption.
Yes.
So basically the player scoring the fewest points in each round gets eliminated, but can still compete for prizes. And we see this a lot where they can actually win. I think the producers at some point when they were thinking about this game initially kind of started feeling bad for the contestants who spend a month there and then don't get anything to show for it.
Right.
So they give them a little something.
Yeah, some money on the side.
You win something, you can win like a vacation somewhere. Mm-hmm, or you can win, you know, something small, like $5,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be. Which, I'd take $10,000 right now. I'd take $1 right now.
I would take.
In fact, if you guys are feeling generous, put $1 in an envelope and mail it to me.
That's right. Hey, that just gave me another awesome idea. I'm going to put a donate button on our website.
That's right. I think that's a fantastic
idea. But, donate yeah.
us.
So, basically, the game looked like, if you imagine a giant felt board with numbers on it, and then a launcher to try to get a ball to stick to the highest number. That's basically what the soccer game was like. And what? Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at the note. Cody played soccer? ?
Oh yeah, because he was like, yes, because he made a comment about, I'm a soccer player. If I don't win this, you know, in the end, then I'm an idiot. and that's why you probably have the question mark.
Yeah, well, because he was out the first round.
Yes, he says I'm an idiot.
That would be for a D3 school.
Good God, Division 7. Community college soccer intramural.
Do community colleges have soccer? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so but he does win the power. He does win get the cup with the power veto in it. Then yes. Brittany loses.
Okay.
And then she gets the penalty kick prize. And God bless it. You have to kick yourself 10 times in the butt with this foot thingy.
Yes.
Every time the phrase penalty kick is announced. But she swaps with Cody.
Yeah, because you know in a Big Brother house, when that thing goes off.
Oh my gosh, middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
I think those are fun for me.
I think those are fun too. Gosh. Okay. Okay.
So, Zach.
Yes.
He gets a Germany vacation.
Yes.
Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Has to kick 2,400 soccer goals in 24 hours.
Right.
She won't be able to compete in the next POV challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She says
no, thank you.
And then she takes the POV.
Yes.
And then it's down to Victoria and Caleb. Victoria, useless POS that she is, misses the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb makes it and wins. Victoria's trophy gets $5,000. And Dom asks Caleb.
Yes. Talk about it.
Instead of being bros before hoes.
Yes.
Finnett decides to take that and give her the POV necklace.
Dude takes the cash and runs.
What in the heck is going on?
So all of the confessionals that we see at this point after he made that move.
Why? Is everyone hates him.
Hates him.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? It's 5,000 versus 500,000. Mm. Can you do the math?
And he's on... Never mind.
why would you ever put yourself in a position where you would have to defend such a stupid move to the house? This isn't a move where you get anything. You get 5 G's, big freaking deal.
Right.
You know, and then you don't mess with someone's noms. And then on top of that, you know, people don't say question your loyalty to the group.
Exactly. So now they see it. They see it all because of this stupid move. Just insane. So he basically has to give the veto necklace to Victoria, who's on the block, right? What is she going to do with that? What is she going to do with that?
I don't know, Rennie. I mean, that's $5,000. I mean, really?
Okay. Anyway, continue on. Oh,
so exhausting. So Caleb picks his prize wearing a Germitard. It just sounds weird. So let's see here. Eventually, the Germitard goes to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
The
Germitard is basically the annual wearing of some kind of silly leotard. But this is Nicole basically.
Listen, some poor bastard in that show is always wearing something once a week for a whole week.
And Nicole.
Do they get to wash it? You think, or do they have to shower with it on?
I hope they get to wash and then put it back on.
Or do they have, like,
they have to be able to take it off. They have to wear it all week, but they're able to shower. They can't, like, just wear that nasty thing all week without showering, right?
I don't know. That's my question. So Brittany, poor thing, has to kick 2,400 goals over the next 24 mm-hmm. hours. By the way, this is incredibly optimistic of her, because the deal is you either have to kick it, or you don't get to play in the POV. Honey, you're on the block for the next time.
Yes.
You're on the block, baby. Mm-hmm. Just go take a snooze.
Yes.
You don't need to do all that. Homegirl works.
Yes.
Works and works to get this done. Like an idiot. Okay. Another not a particularly bright person.
Okay. You already said idiot, though, so we're going to go with that.
Yes. Yeah, that's
a lot of damn kicking.
Oh, my God, right? Mm-hmm. So ridiculous. Now, so, during the veto meeting.
Yes.
Victoria saves herself.
Of course.
Cody has to nominate someone else for eviction, who he wanted to nominate, yes. I believe, right? Mm-hmm. He wanted to nominate Caleb.
Yes.
But because he's weak.
So weak.
They convince him to nominate Donnie, which, by the way, why would you ever nominate Donnie? Because he's going to take this game.
Yeah.
That's why. But he doesn't even do it for the right reasons.
No.
So dumb. You really are so dumb. You really are so dumb.
I just.
For real.
I just. And he. Sorry. And he questioned himself.
I had to do the Internet Intruder song. Go ahead.
He mentioned so many times. He was so. I mean, he kept saying, you know, I need to be thinking about my game, thinking about Caleb in my own game and not the other people's game. And he mentioned so many times and was just like kicking himself, like, my brother's going to be at home.
Not enough.
My brother's going to be at home calling me a bitch for not putting Caleb up. He said that like four or five times. And
that's right.
To which I replied to the TV, yes, you are.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's it for that. That's where we leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on to last night, Thursday night's episode, which is the eviction episode live.
Yes. Love live eviction night.
That's right. So what do we know? We know Brittany's on the block.
Yep.
And Donnie's on the block.
Yes.
Bless his little pea-picking heart. Man didn't even do anything.
No. He was promised that he wouldn't be, and that's what Cody did. That's what Baby John Travolta did. He put...
Baby John Travolta. Mess.
So, this episode starts off pretty sad. Earlier in the day, before the live eviction, all of America found out about Frankie's ill grandfather's passing. And then later we find, when we start the show, we find that Big Brother has, you know, passed on the news to him. They invite him into the diary room. He thinks it's a Team America or some kind of confessional, and then he sees a note. And I think when I saw it, I felt like he knew. Like, it wasn't Big Brother related.
Yeah. I mean, you never, I'm actually really surprised at the entire thing. You know, I don't know if this was something they were expecting when he was there, and so they just said, hey, listen, if this happens, you know, mm-hmm. just be prepared for it. Because I don't know about you, but if this happened unexpectedly, I think I would have been out that door so quickly to be with my family. And I think he would have as well. So I think this was a situation where this type of thing, I am guessing, was expected.
Okay.
I mean, he had been ill for some time and probably not doing well when he went in the house. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
Right.
You think that?
I do. I totally agree.
Because he handled it very well.
He handled it. I mean, he broke down a few times, but, I mean, that's to be expected. I mean, he knew that...
Jocasta breaks down because the sky is blue.
Right. So if your granddad passes, you're allowed.
Exactly.
You're allowed.
So I thought it, you know, and the house seemed to really be supporting him, and I thought that was really, really good.
It was sweet. And they mentioned that, you know, he mentions that, you know, this is a game and it's cutthroat and competition. Oriented or whatnot, but when something real in real life happens and for them to rally, I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then just a quick note, his sister Ariana Grande had tweeted earlier in the day that, you know, that her grandfather had passed, and before he did, you know, he said, don't tell Frankie to not leave the house. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was this was I've actually never seen a sad Big Brother, so this is probably the saddest I've seen this show. Mm-hmm. So it's usually a pretty happy psycho, but happy thing to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember? Okay, it was many seasons ago, back when there was a hurricane in New Orleans. This was after Katrina.
2005, right?
This was another hurricane after Katrina. I can't remember what it was, but there was a house guest in on that season whose house, I think, had been affected by the hurricane. She was from New Orleans. I can't remember. I'll have to go back and see. But I do want to say here, though, on a lighter note, we were trying to think of, in an earlier podcast, the name of the house guest who was desperate for male attention last season. It was Jessie, remember?
Yes.
Her name was Jessie. So.
Yes. Just I do remember her.
Digging back in the Big Brother archives.
In the vault. I've been watching this show since it started. 2001, 2000, something like
I've
that.
Only missed a few seasons, like maybe two or three, but I've been watching since the beginning, too.
Yeah. So, all right, good. So now that we're here, we're all sad. Mm-hmm.
Let's liven this thing up. Let's do some voting.
There's Chenbot looks great.
Chenbot looks great. She has on a little white off-the-shoulder number, and her hair's big as usual.
Yep. So she wants to tag the four laziest players in the game. I thought it was kind of funny because Christine was talking about how other people were lazy, and she ended up being one of the lazy people. So it was Nicole and Christine and Caleb and Derek. Weird, because, I mean, Caleb's pretty fit to be as lazy.
That surprised me that Caleb was one of the laziest, according to the trackers or whatever. But, and I thought also for sure, and I think I tweeted, I thought for certain Jocasta would have been one
for sure, right? I've never seen Jocasta do anything but lay around, but maybe they didn't count her because she was sick.
Yeah.
She has Munchausen's.
She's crazy. You're so crazy.
All right. So, let's see. There's a video about this little showmance you think is just so adorbs.
Yes.
Between Spicoli and Nicole.
Yes.
So, and they're interviewing. They interviewed some of his sisters' kids or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was her family, right?
His family.
His family. Oh.
Her family.
Oh, yeah.
His.
Yes, yes.
But I thought it was weird that she said, I mean, how old could this little girl have been? Maybe 8 years old or something? And she says he always tries to make sex.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was so cute.
I was like, oh, my God. I'm horrified for them.
I was horrified, too. Semi-innocence.
Yeah.
Make sex.
Like, it's bad when other people see this, man.
Maybe little kids shouldn't be watching this show, even if you're from a town and you know your relative is on TV is pretty big deal. But I don't know that kids should be watching this kind of programming. But
and I enjoyed her brother. You actually pointed this out on Twitter to me, which made me laugh. But her brother said she's worried about bringing home $500,000 and not a petty cab.
Yes.
That was awesome.
I mentioned that to you because
right alongside the lines of my thinking.
Yeah, it was because in last week's podcast, you were like,
"What is she doing?
What is she doing?"
Yeah, for sure, I was.
Yes, because you're so smart.
So let's see. Okay, so it's time to evict.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. By the way, I also like their little in-betweens, like their little dances around each other. I think it's kind of fun. They're a fun little group of people.
They are a fun group. Mm-hmm.
So, basically, they make speeches. Oh, by the way, I'm all digging on Brittany's lipstick.
I was digging on her shoes.
On her shoes. I'm loving her lipstick. I want it. I must find out. Okay, so, basically, here's the kicker. She's, pardon my pun. Even after kicking 2,400 balls, she gets kicked out of the house.
Yes.
10-0.
Yes. 10-0.
Wow. So.
We have another case of the house going with the house. Another season.
For sure.
Another season like that. I also just began following somebody that I've been following, Dan Geesling, for a while, and I think he retweeted one of Evil Dick's tweets about the house, just like this being a house of pussies is basically what he said.
Like it.
Yeah. Which
is true. I think the house is incredibly weak.
Yep.
So that means a strong player could come in and make a nice couple gains here pretty
mm-hmm.
easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your strongest players, so that's what we know. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, here I'm going on the game. So that's what we know, that's where we are, and I think where we are with this game, I think Derek is still my number one contender.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Donnie's edging himself up. Because mm-hmm. I think if you've beaten the block this mm-hmm. many times,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be more reluctant to put you up because you've done your time.
Yes.
So unless they have really, you know, a strong focus on getting you out.
Right.
I think he's going to have a few pressureless weeks.
A few. I've been trying to drag the person that I live with and related to by marriage into this season, but he made needs to get on board, because just watching for a little bit here and there, passing through, you know, the room while I'm watching, he made a comment last night about Donnie, and he was like, they're gonna mess around and let this guy win this thing. Because if he ends up down, you know, if it ends up him and someone else, there's no jury that's going to give the money to anybody but Donnie.
That's true. I mean, I don't disagree with that mm-hmm. being a potential situation.
But I agree with you in that he's done his time, you know.
He hasn't
pissed anybody off. He's a
very
likable
Donnie. You see all these women that leave? Every single woman that's left
has cried.
Has said mm-hmm. Donnie is awesome, and I'm not doubting that. I think he's a nice man.
So, but, yeah.
So all these guys who think they're awesome, Donnie's not been afraid to speak his mind.
Mm-mm. No.
And I would be concerned, because the guys like him and the women like him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's loyal. He is
Jesus. Everyone's coming to him to confess their sins.
Right, right.
He knows all. He knows everyone who's aligned with everyone.
He's a disciple.
Something. Okay. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
There you have it. Brittany's evicted. She gets up to get. She leaves the house, and she's out chatting with Julie Chen, and you know, the self-awareness and the come-to-Jesus moments they have with Julie Chen, it's like, why weren't you thinking that way inside the house? Like,
right.
I'm like, they...
That's like every season.
Every season. When Devin came out, when this week when Brittany came out, it was like she knew exactly where she made her mistakes, and she knew exactly how she could have corrected. She knew all of the weaknesses and all of the secret alliances that she had kind of a clue about. But she did not play the game that way. And it's so unfortunate, because to me, she was one of the stronger women in the house. I don't care about physicality. I don't care about being smart. I'm talking about somebody who spoke their mind, that had had some kind of common sense, that dude, there's a dude alliance somewhere in this house, like, you know, just things about other, just an awareness and an eye for things without blabbing it to everybody. But there she goes, out the door.
I agree.
Out the door. And then she met, so sweet. This was the part that got me. Julie says, well, there's some people waiting for you, and her kids come on stage.
Oh, it got you and Rachel Riley all sad.
Yeah, I did see Rachel Riley.
Or tweet. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody got a little emotional. It's nice to see people in their element, and mm-hmm. I think with their people and with their tribe. And I think, you know, it was nice seeing her with her kids. I think people. Women get a lot softer when you see them with their children, and I think that's nice.
Yes, very nice. It got me right here.
Oh, yeah.
So,
not me. I'm hard like that.
You are not at all. Please. I'm supposed to be perpetuating your
that's right.
Your persona of being this tough cookie.
I'm a tough cookie.
Whatever. Right. Moving on, it's the next HOH competition, which I thought that's for right. sure was going to be continuing into Sunday, but no, we have a HOH competition, and we get to know tonight who wins.
That's right. It's some weird country western theme thing where they get to hear a song and they have to say what challenge it describes, whether it's the head of household, the power veto, or the block challenge. And right. they have to, like, hit their buzzers. And you know, eventually it's between Derek and Frankie. Mm-hmm. And Derek literally just lets Frankie have it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was sweet. And you know what? In a lot of ways, I think it was
gameplay.
Very self-serving.
Yep, exactly. I did too.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes him look good to the house, look good to Frankie. I mean, Frankie's certainly not going to put someone up on the block who just let him have that
no.
position.
No.
So I'm looking forward to this coming week.
So Derek threw his turn so Frankie could win that round and get news from home and pics of his grandpa and family, which was sweet, but yes, definitely not all truistic. It's like,
that's right.
It was good game. Derek's very smart. He's still
Derek's smart.
He's still
one. It surprised me that he's a police officer.
It does too.
That didn't sound good either.
No. I know that he won't be an undercover for after this whole season of Big Brother, putting him on blast. I don't see how you can be an undercover, but what do I know?
You don't know the disguise.
I don't know the disguises. I don't know if he dresses up like a clown when he does his undercover work. Who knows? But this was the end of the week. We'll be do you have any parting words or
I don't. I'm looking forward to next week, and I guess we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens next week.
Join us next week,
and thanks for coming back to us. We're regularly scheduled here on Fridays. You can find us on Twitter, give me your Twitter.
Antonella B.
And you can find me at Renita Rilly. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Look for us on Facebook at Rennie's Reality Podcast. I am working to get this podcast. It can be a little crass sometimes. I'm looking to get this posted on Stitcher Radio for people who hate or don't have an iTunes account. But in the meantime, if you don't want to find us that way, you can find us on on Buzzsprout at Ant and Rennie's Reality Recap Podcast.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks,
bye.
Friends. Bye.